Good Wednesday evening, everyone. It's a rainy evening out there, and we've got area high school basketball for you tonight. It's Novinger at Schuyler County, and tonight's game is being brought to you by these Schuyler County sponsors. They include Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, the Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri with offices in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City. Hawkins Harrison Insurance. They have offices in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis. Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County Times Weekly Newspaper, Slayton Polaris ATVs, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, and Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories just north of Memphis. It's 6 o'clock, 55 degrees. Let's take you down now to Schuyler County for tonight's game and play-by-play. Here's KMM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
And thank you, Dave, and welcome everybody to Schuyler County High School. It's Novinger and Schuyler County. Girls are first, and let's take a look at the starting lineup. First for the Novinger Lady Wildcats, it'd be Jenna Ferris, Emma Steele, she's a junior. Abby Fountain, a junior. Kaylee Bishop, a junior. And Jordan Allman. So Jenna Ferris, Emma Steele, Abby Fountain, Kaylee Bishop, and Jordan Allman. The Lady Wildcats are 6-16 and coached by Jason Daniels. For Schuyler County, they start all the freshmen tonight, seniors tonight. On senior night, it'll be McKinley Ashelman. Kayla Cullors, a senior. Traylon Wilson, a senior. Jenny Roberts, a senior. McKinley Ashelman, a senior. And the lone junior is J.C. Morris. The Lady Rams, 21-3. And coached by Thomas Kirkland. Nice crowd on hand for this kind of a gloomy evening. And the weather forecast doesn't sound very good. Schuyler County played last night as Westland was in town, and the Lady Rams won that game, and they played back-to-back. So, again, a pretty good crowd on hand. As both teams have been introduced, Schuyler County out on the floor getting some last-minute words from Thomas Kirkland. As all the seniors and J.C. Morris. So, four seniors on this Schuyler Lady Ram team. So Novinger comes out the floor. It's going to be Kayla Cullors to jump center for Schuyler County. And looks like Abby Fountain maybe or Jordan Allman will jump center. I can't see her number. As the ball is up, it was controlled by Novinger as Emma Steele with the basketball. Takes it right through the basket. Puts up the shot. Rejected by J.C. Morris. And loose ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Schuyler basketball as Morris gets it in to Tinley Roberts. Now back to Morris, and Morris will walk it across the timeline as Novinger comes out man-to-man. They give it to Ashelman on the right wing. Now Roberts right at the top of the key. Back to Morris. First, she'll try three. Bullseye! J.C. Morris wide open three, and it's 3-0. Full court pressure by Schuyler County. Steele in the backcourt in a double team as she gets it out to Jenna Ferris. Ferris kicks it ahead to Allman. Allman tried to get it down low. That probably was Abby Fountain. If she turns around, I'll tell you, yep, Abby Fountain. Threw it over Fountain's head and out of bounds. So now McKendra Ashelman comes out of the ball game after about one trip up and down the floor. She may have got an elbow in the mouth as Laws will check in as Ashelman has the top of the key. Kayla Cullors to the left wing. It goes to J.C. Morris inside the Laws. Puts it off glass. Got it. 5-0. Schuyler with the lead. Emma Steele with the basketball from Novinger. She gets it ahead to Ferris. Ferris across the timeline to Fountain. And the pass is slapped out of bounds by Laws. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Novinger basketball. As Abby Fountain will inbound on the near sideline. Fountain looks for somebody, gets it to Jordan Allman. Allman around the top of the key, over to Bishop on the right wing. Now a pass inside, stolen away by Kayla Cullors to Traylon Wilson. Wilson across the timeline to Morris, and she'll dribble out in the center circle. Gives it to Roberts on the deep left wing. Roberts, one dribble back to Wilson, top of the key, back to Roberts, left side of the circle, and Roberts walked with it. So a turnover, Schuyler County. It goes back to Novinger as Kaylee Bishop will inbound. Pressure by Schuyler County. Steele with the basketball. Dribbles into a double team. Now bad pass. Tipped by Roberts. Tipped up by Laws. Tinley Roberts has it between the two circles. Now around the top of the key to the left wing. Falls down. Loses the ball. It goes out of bounds. And Roberts is kind of slow getting up. She tripped over somebody. Bell down. Now Roberts is going to limp off the floor. And Sydney Asherman will check in. So now McKinley and Tinley both out of the ball game. Steele again tries to throw it over the press. And the pass is slapped out of bounds by Kyra Cullors. Kylie Bishop will inbound for Novinger on the near sideline. Gets in the backcourt to Almond. Almond just airmails it over Jenna Ferris and right into the hands of Ashlyn Law. Sydney Ashlyn has it on the left wing. She'll dribble it out between the two circles to Law's free throw line. Tries a 15-footer. Pinballs in and out. No good. J.C. Morris had the rebound. Lost, and now she's tied up. And the alternating possession stays with Schuyler County. So it'll be J.C. Morris. Well, no, Kyra Cullors will inbound underneath their own basket. As Cullors gets it to Morris, wide open layup. 5 points for J.C. Morris. Nice inbounds play as Bishop will inbound to Steele. Steele in the backcourt, guarded by Sydney Ashman, and now Jason Daniels wants a timeout. 5:38 left to play in the first quarter. It's Schuyler County 7. Novinger, nothing. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Make this winter the time to remodel your living room, kitchen, or bedrooms. And take that first step to remodeling by going to Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture has the perfect carpet, flooring, and furniture to make your rooms look brand new again. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville. Located 3 miles west on Highway 6 across the Lake Road.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. A winter storm warning begins at midnight tonight and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Overcast tonight with rain becoming mixed precipitation. Lows around 23. North winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow. Snow likely 24. 2 to 4 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 55.
And welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County Arrowhead High School as Novinger again tries to get the ball across the timeline. A pass was slapped out of bounds by Traylon Wilson, so it's going to be Jenna Ferris to inbound as she gets it into Abby Fountain. On the Ferris on the right wing. Gets it back out to Fountain. Fountain lost it. Picked up by Bishop. Back to Fountain. Fountain gives the ball to Almond. Almond tried to just lob it underneath and taken away by Traylon Wilson. The Sydney Ashland picked up his shot and missed it. And off of the rebound is Abby Fountain. Fountain gets it ahead to Ferris. Ferris to Bishop. Fans out to the right wing. Inside it goes to Abby Fountain again, tried to put up a shot, whistling a foul, and the foul's going to be on Sydney Ashelman. So Ashelman picks up the foul as Riley Chapman in the ball game for Novinger. So Fountain with two shots. First shot up off the hill of the rim, dances around, wouldn't go down. And now Kate Hatfield will check in for Schuyler County. Also checking out for Novinger, Kaylee Bishop. And into the ball game, look like will be Elsie Hettinger. Next shot is up. It's good. Novinger on the board. Abby Fountain with 1 point. So here comes J.C. Morris under the basket. Gives the Laws off. Glass got it. 4 points for Ashton Laws. 9-1. Scott over the lead. As Ferris will inbound. Gets the ball into Chapman. To Ferris. Ferris gets it across the timeline to Hettinger. Tried to force it inside. Ball tipped away. Now Abby Fountain comes away with it, then stolen away by Ashelman. Ahead it goes to Morris, lays it up and got it. 7 points for J.C. Morris. Jordan Allman with the basketball. Gets it ahead to Heaven Jarrett. She tries a three off the right wing. No good. Ashelman Laws comes off the rebound to J.C. Morris. That's Morris. We'll bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Laws on the left wing. Now Wilson on the left wing to Sydney Ashelman. Backside it goes to Laws, but of a shot, no good. Hatfield the rebound, and she saved it from going out of bounds as she knocked it out of bounds off of Abby Fountain. And now Laws and J.C. Morris both check out. McKinley Ashelman and Timmy Roberts both check back in. So Roberts will inbound underneath her own basket. Gets the ball out to Ashelman. McKinley got it to Sydney. Sydney takes it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it. And the rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Novinger basketball. Jenna Ferris will inbound. Still a little pressure by Schuyler County. Gets it in to Chapman. Chapman back to Ferris. Ferris gets across the timeline to Hediger on the right wing. Throws it right to Kate Hatfield. Hatfield gives it to Roberts. Ahead it comes to Sydney Axelman inside the arc on the right wing. Now Hatfield, 15-footer on the way, airballed it. It goes out of bounds as Emma Steele will check back in. Also checking back in is Kaylee Bishop. Ferris gets it in to Steele. Back to Ferris. Ferris gives us a sideline. Draws a double team. Now gets it to Allman. Allman gets it inside to Steele on the left block. It's up a shot. It goes down. It counts. And she's fouled. The foul is going to be on Timmy Roberts. That's her first. And Emma Steele has 2 points at the line, trying to complete the three-point play. Steele eyes it, fires it, and missed it. And Kate Hatfield off the rebound. Outlet goes to Roberts. Takes it to the left wing. Roberts still with a dribble. Now backs off between the two circles. Finds Sydney Ashelman on the right wing. To the right corner. Gives it on a pick and roll to Hatfield. Underneath the wide over Timmy Roberts. She's got the shot blocked. And out with it comes Ferris. As Ferris will bring it across the timeline. Ferris to the right wing. Straddles the arc. Now Steele around the top of the key. Gives the ball to Bishop. Bishop throws it right to Kate Hatfield. And it's outlet pass goes to Sydney Ashelman. Inside to McKinley off glass. Got it. McKinley Ashelman with 2 points. It's 13-3. It's got over the lead. It's Bishop. Will inbound to Steele. Steele against Frazier. Gets the ball ahead to Allman. Now stolen away by Sydney Ashelman. Sydney takes it to the hoop. Puts up the shot. Blocked by Allman. And now a jump ball alternating possession. Comes back to Novinger. As Raina Small will check in. Traylon Wilson will set down. Still pressure by Schuyler County. Bishop will inbound to Steele. Steele directs traffic. One dribble picked up by Sydney Ashelman as a bounce pass. But Chapman knocked out of bounds by Dilly Roberts. It'll be Novinger basketball out of bounds on the near sideline as Emma Steele will trigger. Steele looks for somebody. Tried to get the ball, and she does to Abby Fountain. And Fountain is fouled. And the foul is going to be on Tinley Roberts. Nope, they're going to call it on Sydney Ashelman, and that's her second. So second foul on Ashelman as Abby Fountain will inbound in front of the scorer's table. To Chapman. Back to Fountain. Now Ferris takes it right at Hatfield. Puts up the shot rejected by Kate Hatfield. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Novinger basketball. Out of bounds on the far sideline. 2 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Ferris slaps the ball, looks for somebody. It's now bad pass, knocked away by Sydney Ashelman. Picked up by McKinley. McKinley Ashelman gets it inside to Hatfield from the right block off glass. Missed it. Fountain comes off with the rebound. Out to Ferris. As Ferris drives around to the right wing and walked with it. A dribble drive off the wing, and she stopped on the wrong foot, moved the pivot foot as J.C. Morris and Kyra Cullors both check back in. Sydney Ashman and Kate Hatfield both check out. So J.C. Morris will bring the ball across the timeline. Still man-to-man defense by Novinger. Raina Small has it inside the arc on the left wing, airballed it. And out with it comes J.C. Morris, put her put back. No good, but she was fouled. But the foul's going to be on Riley Chapman. So Chapman picks up her first foul. J.C. Morris was 7, looking for 8. Got it. 8 points for J.C. Morris. Makes it 14-3. Scott with the lead. Morris was 8, looking for 9. Shots up. Got them both. 9 points for J.C. Morris. 15-3. Scott with the lead. Praised by Skyler. Now a pass intended for Ferris, taken away by Raina Small. And Morris fans back out to the left corner. Kyra Cullors gets it underneath to McKinley Ashman, who bounced past to the in the right block to the left to J.C. Morris. She has 11. Steal against Frazier. Gets the ball to Ferris. Ferris out of a triple team. Had the ball stolen away by Morris. Gets it to Ashman. Off glass. Got it. That's McKinley's 4th. 4 points to McKinley Ashman. Steele gets it into Bishop. Bishop to Fountain. And Fountain runs all over McKinley Ashman. And an offensive foul on Abby Fountain. That's her 1st. So McKinley Ashman checks out. Ashland Laws checks back in with 47 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Also coming back in is Almond. And Bishop will check out. So Timley Roberts will inbound to J.C. Morris. And Morris will bring it off the timeline, dribbles to the left wing. Roberts stops the key for 3 on the way. No good. And Fountain comes off with the rebound to Ferris. Ferris bounce pass ahead to Steele. Steele across the timeline to the left wing and a double team along the sideline. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Throws it to Ferris. Ferris tried to get it inside. The Fountain does, back to Steele. Steele puts up a 10-footer, no good. Rebound, almost saved by Steele. She stepped on the end line. It'll be Skyler basketball with 15 seconds left to play in the first quarter. As Morris gets it to Timley Roberts, and Roberts will bring it across the timeline. As Roberts to the right wing, now she'll drive to the dotted line. Kyra Cullors, 10-foot jumper, no good. Fountain off the rebound, and that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Scholar County 19, Novinger 3. Back in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
Folks, call me a people pleaser, but I can't help that the KFC 8-piece tenders meal gives the people what they want. It's got all the KFC classics, 4 buttery biscuits, 2 heaping sides, mac and cheese and crispy fries perhaps, and 8 scrumptious KFC tenders. Enough to please everybody, people. Feed the whole family with the KFC 8-piece tenders meal. Order ahead on the KFC app. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Online ordering available at participating locations.
It's Tango Day, everybody. Follow after me and step and bet and slide and dip. That's Tango.
Why is Ice-T leading our Tango class?
It's probably the heart-shaped Honey Nut Cheerios. He found out they can help lower cholesterol. Now he's having fun taking care of his heart in all sorts of new ways.
Let's see those hips move, people.
Hurry and get your heart-shaped Cheerios. They're only here for a limited time.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County High School. As we start the second quarter of the school's game, and right now it's all Schuyler County leading Novinger 19-3. Schuyler County will have the basketball. Elena Small will inbound on the far sideline to J.C. Morris. As Morris will bring it across the timeline, finds Cullors on the right wing, bounce pass to Haley in the, on the right baseline. Now Elena Small bounce pass to J.C. Morris underneath the Laws. Missed a wide open shot off the right block. And Fountain comes off the rebound. The Ferris now steal on the left wing inside the Fountain. Picks up the shot blocked by Laws. Fountain gets it back to Steele. Steele on the left baseline inside the Fountain. Kicks it back out to Allman. Now Ferris on the right baseline. Ferris underneath the basket and walked with it. The Leafs got a basketball. There's J.C. Morris. Will inbound to Raina Small. And Raina will bring it across the timeline for the Lady Rams. Small dribbles to the right wing inside the arc. Now colors, top of the key. Throw up an eight air ball. Safety inbounds by Laws to the left wing, picked up by Morris. Gives it over to colors off the right block. Shot up, no good. Laws gets it, puts it back up and in. 6 points for Ashland Laws. 21-3. Skyler with the lead. A steal. Inbound to Ferris. Skyler backs off the press. Full court press. A single man to man. A steal. Around the top of the key of the left wing. Beyond the arc. Trying to get the ball inside. And stolen away by Morris. Gets it ahead to Haley. Haley puts up the shot. No good. Morris tried to put the rebound back. And she's fouled. And fouled by Emma Steele. As Steele picks up the foul, J.C. Morris will give Ryan to shoot a pair. As Morris with 11 points, looking for 12 and got it. So 12 points for J.C. Morris. Now Kate Hatfield, McKinley Ashelman, and Traylon Wilson all check back in for Schuyler County. Raina Small, Maddie Haley, and Tyra Colors all check out. As the next shot by Morris is good. 13 points for J.C. Morris. Now Morris will check out, and Sydney Ashelman will check in. So Ferris will inbound, gets the ball to Allman, and Allman across the timeline back to Ferris. Ferris to the right wing, beyond the arc, now kicks it back out to Chapman on the deep right wing. Ferris on the right side of the circle, out to the right wing, goes to Chapman. They're not Chapman, but Allman. Stolen away by Tinley Roberts. Underneath the McKinley Ashelman, now Sydney. Kate Hatfield with the basketball, puts up the shot, no good. Tinley Roberts got the rebound. Her put back, no good, but a whistle and a foul. As the foul was going to be on Riley Chapman. That's the second foul on Chapman. As Tinley Roberts will be at the line, looking for her first points of the ball game. It's good. So 1 point for Tinley Roberts. Now Bishop checks back in for Lady Wildcats, and Chapman will sit down with two personal fouls. As Tinley Roberts buys it, fires it, got it. 2 points for Tinley Roberts. So Bishop will inbound to Ferris. Schuyler County goes half court man to man. Ferris between the two circles, lost the ball, now picked it back up, now stolen away by Roberts. Roberts will take it to the hoop, lays it up, got it. 4 points for Kimberly Roberts. Here comes Ferris across the timeline. Ferris dribbles to the right wing, down in the right corner. Gives it to Fountain on the right side of the circle. Fountain down to the left block in a double team. Puts the shot up, block, but Steele picks it up. O-10 footer, got it. Emma Steele has 4 points, 27-5. Schuyler County with the lead in the basketball. Tinley Roberts across the timeline. Traylon Wilson around the top of the key, hands it off Sydney Ashelman. As Sydney tried to give it to McKinley, and they didn't make connections. The ball goes out of bounds. So it'll be Novinger basketball. Out of bounds on the near sideline. Emma Steele will inbound to Ferris. As Ferris will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Bishop on the left wing. Bishop inside, trying to go to Allman, and stolen away by Roberts. Gives it to Traylon Wilson. Saves it inbounds on the far sideline. Picked up by Hatfield. Now the left wing to Kimberly Ashelman. To Traylon Wilson to Sydney Ashelman. She'll back off in the center circle with a dribble. Bounce past McKinley, top of the key. Hatfield to the left wing to Sydney. Tries to get it inside. Left block to McKinley, and McKinley walked with it. Maddie Haley will check in, and Sydney Ashelman will check out. 4:41 left to play in the first half. As Ferris will bring it across the timeline for Novinger. Ferris gives the ball to Steele on the right wing. Steele one dribble, tried to bounce it to Ferris. Now ball's loose on the floor. as she's tied up by Tinley Roberts. Jump ball alternating possession stays with Novinger. As Mountain will inbound on the near sideline. Mountain looks for somebody. Gets it to Ferris in the left corner. Ferris out of a double team. Had the ball knocked away by Wilson. Taken by Roberts with the left hand. Puts up the shot. No good. Maddie Haley got it. Put it back up and in. So 2 points for Maddie Haley. 29-5. Skyler with the lead. Ferris will get a little right wing. Gives the ball to Almond in a double team on the right wing. As she tried to get it to steal, got it right to Tinley Roberts. Roberts is walking across the timeline. Roberts has it between the two circles. Finds McKinley Ashman. She's the only one in there. So Ashman now to Hatfield. Traylon Wilson will try a three. No good. Rebound tipped around. Bishop comes away with it. Gives it to Fountain. Now Ferris. Ferris brings it across the timeline. Picked up by Roberts. And Roberts knocks the ball out of bounds. As Raina Small and Ashland Laws both check back in. McKinley Ashman and Tinley Roberts check out. Also, Bishop checks out. And trying to see who came in is Elsie Hettinger. Came in the ball game. So Hettinger gets the ball inside the Fountain at the dotted line. Fountain to the left block. In among the trees, the Hettinger just throws up a shot. Shot is blocked by Haley. Hatfield comes away with it. Hatfield across the timeline. To the right wing goes to Wilson. Kicks it out to Raina Small on the left wing. Small underneath to Laws. Puts it up. Got it. 8 points. Crashing Laws. 31-5. Scotty with the lead. Ferris will bring it across the timeline. Ferris bounce past to Almond on the right wing. To Fountain in the right corner. And a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Maddie Haley. So Haley picks up her first foul. That's a 14 foul against Schuyler County. 2:51 left to play in the first half. As Ferris on the far sideline will inbound. Ferris looks for somebody. Gets it to Steele on the right wing. Steele dribbles out of a double team. Almond top of the key for three. Spins in and out. No good. And Fountain knocks the rebound out of bounds. It'll be Schuyler basketball. So Maddie Haley will inbound. Gets it to Raina Small. Small will walk it up the floor. Walks it across the timeline. Takes it to the left wing and left corner. Wilson from 15. In and out, no good. Steal with the rebound. Lost it. Picked up by Hatfield. Now Laws, 10-footer, no good. Laws was down the rebound in the right corner. Wilson, a 15-footer again, no good. Hatfield with the rebound. Puts it back up and missed it. Fight for the rebound. Haley kept it alive. The Law out to the left side of the circle. Now Raina Small for three. No good. Ferris comes off the rebound. As Ferris will bring the ball across the timeline. Gives it to Steele on the left wing beyond the arc. Tried to get it to Hettinger in the left corner. Stolen away by Ashland Laws. To Kate Hatfield. As Hatfield will bring it across the timeline. Top of the key to Wilson on the right wing beyond the arc. Laws on the right corner to Wilson on the left wing to Small. Haley on the left baseline. To Small, left side of the circle. Haley in the left corner. Haley gives it to Wilson on the right side of the circle. Out pops Laws on the right wing. Now Haley will try a 15-footer. No good. The rebound tips around, and out with it comes Abby Fountain to Ferris. Ferris brings it across the timeline. Finds Steele on the left wing. Gets it inside to Fountain on the left block. Fountain puts up the shot, blocked by Hatfield. Out through Small. Ahead it goes to Wilson. Wilson off glass, got it. Traylon Wilson with 2 points. 33-5. 1 minute left to play in the first half. As Ferris bounced past the Fountain to Almond on the right wing. Now Ferris between the two circles to Steele between the two circles. Almond between the two circles. And now bad pass. Right to Ashland Laws. As Laws will bring it across the timeline. Mine Small on the left wing. Free throw line Haley. Wilson will try a 15-footer. Got it off the right wing. 4 points for Traylon Wilson. Now inbounds pass. Knocked out of bounds by Wilson. The Scotter County put the press back on as Matty Haley checks out. Also, Hatfield is going to check out. Kyra Cullors checks in. And J.C. Morris checks in. Inbounds pass to Steele. Back to Ferris. Back to Steele. Steele in a double team. Tried to get the ball to Ferris, and the pass slapped out of bounds. First by Raina Small, then touched by Ferris. So Schuyler County gets it back with 21 seconds left to play in the half. It's J.C. Morris. He'll bring the ball across the timeline. Dribbles to the right wing. Gets it to Wilson. Off the right baseline. Tried, got it again from 10. 6 points for Traylon Wilson. Ferris against Frazier. Gets the ball to Allman. Allman takes it along the baseline. Tried to put it a shot blocked by Laws. And that's into the first half with the score. Schuyler County 37. Nollinger 5. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
At Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, we'll personally help you find the perfect loan to suit your needs. Vehicle loans, home loans, personal loans, ag loans, and vacation loans. Our experienced lending staff are happy to help with whatever your loan need. We have 7 locations throughout Northeast Missouri, Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, and Wayland. And every location has staff ready and waiting to serve your loan needs. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes. Teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County Arrowhead High School. We're at halftime of this girls' game. All Schuyler County is the Lady Rams leading the Lady Wildcats 37-5. Take a look at the first half score. First four Schuyler County, McKinley Ashelman with 4, Timmy Roberts with 4, Ashlyn Laws with 8, Traylon Wilson with 6, J.C. Morris with 13, and Maddie Haley with 2 points. The Dominger, Emma Steele with 4, and Abby Fountain with 1 point. Schuyler County led 19-3 after one quarter. Schuyler outscored Nollinger 18-2 in the second quarter, and the Lady Rams lead here at halftime 37-5. And I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Your friends at Slayton Polaris want to thank our area farmers for their strong work ethic, which puts food on our tables. They know you don't get sick days or vacation days, so Slayton Polaris is offering a benefit that all farmers can take advantage of, the Polaris Ag Advantage Program. Get $500 in accessories with the purchase of select side-by-side models or $250 in accessories with purchase of select ATV models. Plus, get a free 2-year limited warranty on select off-road vehicles. Thank you to all our area farmers from Slayton Polaris. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Electric cooperatives are not like other utilities. We operate at cost, collecting enough revenue to efficiently run the business. We don't raise rates to generate profits for distant shareholders. If your local cooperative has excess revenue at the end of the year, that money is allocated to the members as capital credits. Discover the power of your co-op membership. Visit membersfirst.coop today. A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Welcome back, everybody. Scotto County R1 High School. We're at halftime of the girls' game, and Scotto County leading Nominger 37-5. Coming up next, it's Loy's turn. The Wildcats and the Rams. Then coming up tomorrow night, weather permitting, I'll be at Scotland County High School, Scotland County, and Milan Boys and Girls. And then on Friday, we end the regular season. I'll be back at here at Scotland County for LNC's matchup, Scotto County and Fayette. So that'll take us to the end of the regular season. Then the following Monday, in fact, this coming Monday, I'll be right here, District 6, Class 2, District Tournament, all week long, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And Clark County will be in the Class 3 District 6 Tournament at Monroe City, and Clark County girls. It's girls one night, boys one night, girls, boys. Then the semifinals on Thursday. Then the finals at Monroe City. Girls are going to play their championship game on Friday. The boys will play on Saturday. And at Monroe City on Monday night, Clark County girls, the number 6 seed, will play the number 3 seed, Highland Ladies, and we'll stream that on KMEM. On Monday here at Schuyler County in girls' play, it'll be a 4-5 matchup at 6 o'clock. Princeton will play Putnam County. Following that at 7:30, number 3 Canton will play number 6 Knox County. Then on Tuesday night is the boys' turn, and again, back in Monroe City, it'll be the Highland boys, the number 3 seed, and the Clark County boys, the number 6 seed. That game will be at 7:30. The girls, I feel, mention will be at 7:30 on Monday. Then on Tuesday, it's the boys' turn here at Schuyler County at 6 o'clock, a 4-5 matchup. Schuyler County, the number 4 seed, will play Princeton, the number 5 seed. That's at 6 at 7:30. Number 3, Schuyler County, will play number 6, Canton. And we'll just keep right on going all Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and again on Saturday here at Schuyler County. 37-5, Schuyler County leading Nominger. We're at halftime, back with the third quarter in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
They say the smaller the town, the bigger the heart. As a small-town, family-owned business, we believe in that saying. Since 1994, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We're also in the business of lifting up those who support us, taking pride in the communities and people we serve. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Schuyler County students and athletes.
Cha-ching! Gas prices just keep going up, and there seems to be no end in sight. It makes good sense to keep your car or truck running well to get optimal gas mileage. Bring your vehicles to the professionals at Buck Brothers Sunny Slope Auto, 710 West Potter Avenue in Kirksville. There you'll get your vehicle tuned up and get the best gas mileage possible, especially as colder weather sets in. Now, you don't want to get stuck out in the cold. Remember, at Buck Brothers Sunny Slope Auto, we don't just work on vehicles, we fix them.
Our troops need our help now more than ever. Right now, blood supplies are at an all-time low. Just one pint of blood can help save the lives of our servicemen and women. So give the gift of life. Give blood. It's safe, simple, and saves lives. That's a message from Parks Trailer Wash, where service isn't just a courtesy, it's a commitment. For more information, call 641-683-9002 for Parks Trailer Wash at 2K Avenue in Ottumwa. They're on the air because they care about our community.
I got serious about staying fit just a couple of years ago. Now 5Ks, yoga, and smart nutrition are all part of my weekly routine. Part of my eating right plan? Country Hearth Breads. Natural breads with the whole grains and natural ingredients my body needs to perform at its best. Just a slice of toasted multigrain with peanut butter before a workout, and I'm ready to roll. Country Hearth is the easy choice because it's good for me and great tasting, too. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County High School, as we start the third quarter, Schuyler leading 37-5, and with the basketball is J.C. Morris. As of between the two circles, Colors pops out on the right wing. Out pops McKinley Ashland at the top of the key. Now Timmy Roberts backs off of the center circle. The Colors on the right wing. Ashman top of the key. Roberts on the left wing inside the Colors on the block. She gets it out to J.C. Morris. Now trailing Wilson. McKinley Ashman for 15. Got it. 6 points for Ashman. 39-5. Pressure by Schuyler County as Steele will get it ahead to Almond. Almond brings it across the timeline. Gets it to Bishop underneath the fountain. Off glass. Got it. 3 points, Bradley Fountain. And now Nominger wants a timeout. 7:15 left to play in the third quarter. It's Schuyler County 39, Nominger 7, back in 30 seconds. This is K&M Sports.
Are health insurance costs and high deductibles a problem in your house? Are gas prices making travel difficult? Knox County Health Department in Edina, Missouri may have an option for you. With public clinics for immunizations and lab draws, now 3 days a week and by appointment, we offer upfront cash-based vaccine administration and lab draws. A healthcare provider's order will be needed for lab draws, and prices can be calculated and given over the phone. Here when you need us, serving Knox County since 1976. Call us today at 660-397-3396.
Back at Schuyler County High School. Nominger called a timeout because Abby Fountain needed 3 points for the 1,000-point club, and that basket got it for. And Jason Daniel told me before the game that he would waste a timeout. She got two basketballs. They were ready for that one. So congratulations to Nominger's Abby Fountain, 1,000-point clubber. Colors has it. On the right wing, now Robert DeMorris on the right wing. Inside the Colors, off Kyra's hand and out of bounds. So it'll be Nominger basketball. Pressure again by Schuyler County. Bishop will inbound to Almond. Almond down the near sideline. Dribbles into a triple team, gets ahead to Ferris. Bounce pass under the basket to Fountain. Puts up the shot, missed it, but you do the foul. The foul's going to be on Kyra Colors. So first foul on Colors, and Abby Fountain will go to the line, and she'll shoot two shots. There she has three, looking for four. Shots up, got it. 4 points for Abby Fountain. Makes it 39-8. Schuyler County with a lead as Fountain with four, looking for five. Eyes it, fires it, missed it. And Kyra Colors comes off the rebound to Morris. As Morris drops it across the timeline. Still man-to-man defense by Nominger. Finds Ashman at the top of the key. Wilson on the left wing. Now Roberts for three. No good. Colors off the rebound. Puts the shot up. Missed it. Off the right block. And Fountain off the rebound to Ferris. Ferris will bring it across the timeline. She's guarded by Wilson to the right wing. Ferris looks for somebody. She gives the ball back to Almond. Almond running 10-footer. Missed it. And Ashman off the rebound. Ashman gets it to Roberts. Roberts will bring it across the timeline. Roberts gives it to J.C. Morris on the right wing. Drives the right baseline. Gives it to Ashman. scoops up the shot, got it. McKinley Eichelman with 8 points. 41-8. Skyler with the lead. Steele in the backcourt, guarded by J.C. Morris, and Morris dribbles the basketball right out of her hand, takes it to the left block, laces it up, got it. 15 points for J.C. Morris. 43-8 as inbounds pass comes to Bishop. Pass batted away. Morris gets it again, puts it back up and in. As that is 17 points for Morris. Ferris in the backcourt. Ferris dribbles into a double team. Whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on McKinley Eichelman. That's her first. As now Raina Small checks in. Kate Hatfield checks in. J.C. Morris and Kyra Cullors both check out. Ferris on the near sideline gets it to Almond. As Almond will walk it across the timeline, dribbles to the right wing, right into Tim Roberts, gets the ball back to Ferris. To the right wing it goes to Bishop. Now left lane. Steele tried to drive down the lane, dribbled it off her foot, goes out of bounds. It'll be Scotter basketball. So Wilson will inbound, gets it to Tinley Roberts. As Roberts will bring it across the timeline. Roberts gives it to Wilson on the left wing, beyond the arc. Now Eichelman inside the arc on the left wing, gets it back out to Small at the top of the key. Now Wilson in the right corner. Inside to try to go to Hatfield. Battled away by Fountain. Back to Wilson, and she's tied up by Ferris. Alternating possession, comes back to Nominger. Ferris will inbound to Steele, back to Ferris. Ferris bounced fast through a double team. Steele tried to dribble through a double team, lost it, picked up by Ferris to Bishop. Now back to Ferris. Ferris guarded by Hatfield, put up a shot, blocked by Hatfield. Fountain gets it, puts it up, missed it. And the foul's going to be, I think, on McKinley Eichelman. And it will be. So Eichelman picks up her second personal foul. And Abby Fountain will go to the line. Fountain with four, looking for five. Shots up. Got it. 5 points for Abby Fountain. Makes it 45-9. 4:30 left to play in the third quarter. It's senior night here at Scotter County. It's Fountain's next shot up, no good. And McKinley Eichelman off the rebound. Eichelman down the far sideline. Pulls up on the deep right wing, gives it back to Roberts. Roberts on the right wing, hands it off to Raina Small. Now Wilson around the top of the key to Eichelman from the free throw line. Shot up off the heel of the rim, no good. Rebound tipped out by Hatfield. Now Raina Small for three, in and out, no good. Fountain comes off the rebound to Ferris. As Ferris will bring it across the timeline. Eichelman lost, set to check in for Skyler. To Almond. Now Bishop on the right wing, lost the ball, stolen away by Eichelman. Eichelman will bring it across the timeline. To the left wing, inside to Hatfield. Hatfield from the block, puts it off glass, missed it. Gets it back, tries it again, missed it. And the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Nominger. As Eichelman Laws will check in, McKinley Eichelman will check out. And Eichelman Laws will inbound. Underneath their own basket to the far side. Gets it in the Hatfield in the right corner. Kicks it out to Raina Small. Now Kenley Roberts inside the Hatfield. Puts up the shot blocked by Fountain. Hatfield gets it back. Now Roberts for three. No good. And a rebound taken by Raina Small to Roberts. Now Wilson on the right wing. Roberts to Raina Small inside the arc of the right wing. Hatfield on the left lane. Small. 10-footer. Missed it. And off the rebound comes Almond. And then she had a pass knocked out of bounds by Traylon Wilson as Chapman will check back in. Bishop will check out. And Steele will check out. And also Hediger will check in. So now bad pass again by Nominger. Tinley Roberts will inbound. Durant is smaller. Roberts gets it inside to Laws. Put up a shot. No good, but the loose ball picked up by Hatfield. First two for Kate Hatfield. 47-9. Scotty with the lead. Inbounds pass comes to Chapman. Chapman in the backcourt, guarded by Raina Small. And a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on either Wilson or Raina Small. One or two away from the scoreboard. They haven't put it up as Kelsey Tallman will check in. Raina Small picked up the foul. So in the backcourt is Abby Fountain. Fountain dribbles out of a double team, playing it across the timeline. Pulls up on the left wing. Now Tallman anticipating the pass, knocked it away, but picked up by Allman. Allman takes a right of Sidney Ashton, but picked up a shot. No good. Hatfield with a rebound, and then Keyes tied up by Ferris. Alternated possession. Comes back to Schuyler County with 2:29 left to play in the third quarter. Sidney Ashelman to Tallman. Back to Sidney Ashelman. As Sidney brings it across the timeline on the left side of the circle, it goes to Hatfield. Back to Raina Small. To the left wing to Laws. Laws inside the arc. Bounce pass to Hatfield. Hatfield. They're going to call an offensive foul on Kate Hatfield. So Hatfield picks up her first foul. 15 foul against Schuyler County, pressured by the Lady Rams. As Ferris will get it into Chapman, back to Ferris. Ferris will bring it across the timeline. Ferris takes it down to the block, tried to put up a shot, missed it, and she's fouled by Ashlyn Laws. We'll wait for the official word, and Ashlyn Laws does pick up the foul. That's her first. So to the line, we'll go Jenna Ferris. First shot up. Pinball's in and out. No good. So Ferris looking for her first points of the ball game. Jenna Ferris. Eyes it. Fires it. And got it. First point for Jenna Ferris. Makes it 47-10. As Sydney Ashland gives it to Tallman. Three-pointer off the left wing. No good. A rebound. Comes out to Raina Small. Her putback is no good, but she drew the foul. Let's see who the foul's going to be on. It'll be on Chapman. So Riley Chapman picks up her third foul. So Raina Small to the line to shoot a pair. First shot up off the heel of the rim, no good. 1:57 left to play in the third quarter. That's Raina Small. Eyes it. Fires it, missed it, short. Ferris off of the rebound. As Ferris gets the ball ahead to Chapman on the right wing. Now Fountain at top of the key. Fountain gives it back to Ferris, top of the key. And a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Sydney Ashelman, and that's her third. So three fouls on Sydney Ashelman. Sydney will check out as, well, no, it won't be. It'll be Raina Small checking out. And Taylor Roberts will check in the ball game. That's 17 fouls against Schuyler County. And Jenna Ferris back at the line. First shot up, missed it. And Ashlyn Laws comes off the rebound. Gives it to Hatfield. Ahead it goes to Sydney Ashelman. As Sydney will bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Laws, top of the key. To Hatfield, top of the key. Give and go to Laws down the left lane. Put up a shot blocked by Fountain. And out it goes to Ferris. Ahead it goes to Fountain. As Fountain takes it right at Hatfield, puts up his shot, blocked by Hatfield. But they're going to get Kate Hatfield for the foul. So Kate Hatfield picks up her second personal foul. And Abby Fountain will go back to the line, and she'll shoot a pair. She has five looking for six. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. Nothing but net. For Abby Fountain. So it makes it 47-11. With as Fountain's second free throw, got them both. So that's 7 points for Abby Fountain. Long pass down the floor to Tallman, saves it inbound to Sydney Ashelman, takes it to the hoop, puts up a shot with the left hand, missed it. Through the foul, and the foul is going to be on Abby Fountain. So Abby Fountain picks up her second personal foul. And Sydney Ashleman will go to the line to shoot a pair, looks for her first points of the ball game. Eyes it, fires it, missed it. 1:14 left to play in the third quarter. And Sydney Ashleman, one more to go. Still looks for her first points of the game. Eyes it, fires it, got it. First point for Sydney Ashleman. 48-12 as Sydney checks out. J.C. Morris will check back in. And still pressure by Schuyler County. Inbounds pass to Chapman. Chapman, one dribble, trying to get back to Ferris. Taken away by Taylor Roberts. She lost it, poked away, picked up by Laws. Now Tallman for three, no good. Long rebound comes out to Morris. As Morris backs off between the two circles. Finds Tallman on the left wing. Roberts, that's Taylor Roberts at the top of the key. Morris will try a three, no good. And Morris gets on the rebound, takes to the hoop, puts up the shot, no good. Finally, they get it to Ashland Laws, puts it off glass, got it. 10 points for Ashland Laws, and it's 50-12. As Chapman in the backcourt. Chapman gets it to Ferris. Ferris brings it to the right wing, gives it to Fountain, takes it down to the left block, puts it up off glass, got it. That's 9 points for Abby Fountain. 20 seconds left to play in the third quarter as Morris brings it across the timeline. The Laws left side of the circle. Laws, ball high above her head, one dribble. And now gives it to Morris inside the Laws. Put up the shot, missed it. And rebound goes out of bounds. Last touched by Schuyler County. The Chapman walked with it as she was guarded by Tallman. Kelsey Tallman caused the travel. So J.C. Morris with 4 seconds left to play in the quarter will inbound underneath it on basket to Laws. Laws turns over Fountain, puts it up and in. 12 points for Ashland Laws, and that's into the third quarter with the score. Schuyler County 52, and Novinger 14 back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
It's all about you. It's all about you.
At People's Bank of Wauconda, we understand you work hard, and we work hard to serve you. From checking and savings accounts to CDs, IRAs, and several loan options, we offer a variety of products and services to fit your banking needs. Come in and visit with our helpful associates to better serve you. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County, Ireland High School. As we start the fourth quarter in this girls' game, Schuyler County leading Novinger 52-14. Novinger with the basketball. As Almond will inbound to Ferris on the left wing. Ferris to the left side of the circle. To Almond, right side of the circle. And the ball stolen away by Ashleman. As Ashleman will bring it across the timeline. Takes it right at Fountain. Now bounce pass underneath. And a whistle and a foul. It's a player I don't have a number for. The foul's going to be on Fountain. That's her third. Okay. Her last name's Dixon. That's all I got. She'll shoot a pair. First one's up. No good. So I'll try it. If she scores, I'll probably catch it. As Dixon set for a second free throw up, got it. First points for Dixon, 53-14. Scott of the lead. Here comes Ferris for Novinger. Ferris takes it to the right side of the circle down the right lane, running five-footer, no good. Colors off the rebound. Outlet pass goes to Ashleman, off glass, got it. 10 points for McKinley Ashleman. 55-14 is Ferris. As it between the two circles, bounce pass to Chapman. on the deep right wing. One dribble and a double team. Kicks it to Allman. Throws up an air ball as Dixon comes away with it. Gets it to Tinley Roberts. As Roberts will bring it across the timeline, takes it to the right wing. Kicks it back out to Wilson, top of the key. Wilson, the King of Ashland, inside Kyra Cullors. Dixon, underneath the basket, puts it up and in. That's 3 points for Dixon, 57-14. 6 minutes and counting left to play in the ball game as Ferris takes it to the left wing. Still with the dribble, guarded by Roberts. Chapman on the right wing beyond the arc to Fountain at the high post. As she gives it back to Allman, tried to get it to Chapman, stolen away by Ashelman. And Ashelman's going to pull up, wait for some help. Gives it to Roberts between the two circles. Now Wilson has it on the right wing beyond the arc. Wilson to Dixon on the right side of the circle. To Roberts. Inside it goes to Cullors. Cullors puts up the shot, missed it. And Fountain comes off the rebound to Ferris. As Ferris will bring it across the timeline, has it between the two circles. Man-to-man defense by Schuyler County. Chapman has it on the right wing. Now bounce pass to Ferris at the top of the key. Ferris picks up a dribble. Gets it inside to Fountain. Fountain guarded by Dixon. And the foul is going to be on Dixon, I believe. Let's wait and see. Nope, it's going to be on McKinley Ashelman. And that's three fouls on Ashelman. As Laws, Hatfield come in, Wilson, Dixon, and McKinley Ashelman all check out. Also, Tinley Roberts checks back in. So Fountain at the line with nine, looking for 10, missed it. As Laws comes away with basketball, gives it to Tinley Roberts. Tinley across the timeline. Haley on the right wing inside the right block. It goes to Hatfield. High off the glass, got it. 4 points for Kate Hatfield. 59-14 as Ferris brings it across the timeline, finds Allman on the left wing. Three-pointer on the way, no good. And Kyra Cullors off the rebound. Cullors will bring it down the floor, takes it down the right lane, puts the shot up, missed it. And Haley with a rebound, puts it back up and in. 4 points for Maddie Haley. 61-14. Under 4 minutes left to play in the game as Ferris across the timeline. Ferris guarded by Roberts. Gives the ball to Hettinger on the deep left wing. Allman in the left corner. Now Chapman on the left wing. Gets it to Ferris on the left side of the circle. Ferris tried to get inside the Fountain. Couldn't do it. Finds Chapman top of the key. Now Law pass intended for Fountain. Knocked away by Hatfield. Picked up by Laws. Gives it to Kinley Roberts. Underneath, Kyra Cullors puts it up. Got it. 2 points for Kyra Cullors. 63-14. As in the ball game will come Taylor Roberts. You're getting set to check in. Ferris gives it to Allman. Between the two circles now. Pass batted away by Haley. And Haley is not run into by Chapman, knocked her off her feet, and they call Haley for the travel. Hatfield checks out, and also Tinley Roberts checks out. Rayda Small checks back in. Kelsey Tallman checks in. So Steele has it on the left wing. Gets it inside the Fountain. Puts up the shot blocked by Laws, but they're going to get Laws to the foul. Again, we'll make it official. The foul's going to be on Ashland Laws, and that's her second. Down to 220 and counting left to play in the ball game. Is Fountain, 9, looking for 10, got it. So 10 points for Abby Fountain. 63-15. As Fountain, 10, looking for 11. Shots up, got them both. 11 points for Abby Fountain. The lane is small across the timeline to Haley on the left wing, and Haley walked with it. 1:15 counting left to play in the game. Bishop will inbound to Ferris. as Ferris will bring it across the timeline, takes it around Taylor Roberts, Rainer Small. To Steele, out between the two circles. Steele looks for somebody to throw it to, finds Ferris. Ferris takes it down the right lane, lays it out, and got it. And it's Jenna Ferris with 3 points. 63-18. With the basketball is Rainer Small. Has it between the two circles. Small looks for somebody, finds Taylor Roberts. He'll try a three on the wing. Bullseye! Taylor Roberts hits a three, makes it 66-18 with a minute left to play. Ferris on the left side of the circle kicks it out to Steele in the left corner. Inside to Ferris on the left block. Puts the shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound is tied up. Jump ball, alternating possession back to Schuyler County as Dixon will check back in. Laws checks out with 40 seconds left to play. So Tallman gives it back to Small. Across the timeline, bounce pass, Taylor Roberts on the left wing to Small, top of the key to Dixon on the left block. Kicks it back to Small, top of the key. Now Haley fans out to the right wing to Small. To Roberts, gets it inside to Dixon. Dixon throws it out of bounds. As they were just trying to kill clock, and it's Nollinger basketball as in the ball game. Will come Jordan Allman, and inbounds comes to Ferris, down to three, down to two, as the shot put up by Fountain, no good, and that's the end of the ball game. What's the final score? Scott County 66, Nollinger 18. Back in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
I got smart about mortgages. Now, it's my house I go home to.
I got smart about college. Now my kid's off to a great start.
When it comes to your money, whatever you want to get smart about, you can find it at smartaboutmoney.org.
I got smart about health insurance. Now both my finances and I are healthy.
SmartAboutMoney.org is a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money.
I got smart about protecting my job. Now, I'm doing better than ever.
For everything from how to build an emergency fund to how to deal with job uncertainty, SmartAboutMoney.org has the answers you're looking for.
I got smart about credit cards. Now paper or plastic has a whole new meaning.
SmartAboutMoney.org, the easy place to start when you want to get smart.
She is more than just someone I do errands with.
He's more than just a companion. He's a friend.
I take her to doctor appointments, but we do so much more.
She's like a daughter.
She's like family to me.
She's someone I love to laugh with.
She's the reason to get out of bed and get moving.
Without her as my senior companion, I wouldn't be able to get out of my house.
You can help make independence a reality. Join Senior Corps Senior Companions at seniorcorps.gov.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. A winter storm warning begins at midnight tonight and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Overcast tonight with rain becoming mixed precipitation. Lows around 23. North winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow. Snow likely 24. 2 to 4 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 42.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County Arowana High School. It's a final as the Schuyler County ladies win their 22nd game of the year by defeating Nollinger 66-18. Take a look at the scoring first for Schuyler County. Sydney Ashleman with 1 point. McKinley Ashleman with 10. Taylor Roberts with 4. Taylor Roberts with 3. Ashleman Laws with 12. Traylon Wilson with 6. Casey Morris with 17. Maddie Haley with 4. Tyra Cullors with 2, Kate Hatfield with 4, and Dixon with 3. Bernominger, Emma Steele with 4 points, Abby Fountain with 11, and Jenna Ferris with 3. Schuyler County led 19-3 after one quarter. Schuyler outscored Bernominger 18-2 in the second quarter. Schuyler led 37-5 at the half. In the third quarter, Schuyler outscored Bernominger 15-9. Schuyler led 52-14 after 3. At the end of the fourth quarter, It was Skyler outscoring Novinger 14-4, and the Lady Rams won it 66-18. Skyler County improves to 22-3, while Novinger 6-17. And it's senior night here at Skyler County, and it's going to be an extended time between games. So right now I'm going to take it back to Dave Bowden and the KMEM studios. And stay tuned for the boys game coming up. This is KMEM Sports.